to Magical Moments with Claire Hearn, the podcast series full of 5-minute moments of empowering, thought-provoking conversation designed to help you play full out for your dreams. This podcast series focuses on things like manifestation, mindset, magic, all those juicy topics that help you to achieve and create the life that you desire. So let's get started. Episode one, welcome to the first episode of Magical Moments. I'm your host, Claire Hearn, and today I want to talk to you about a quote that I have read. It's a quote from a famous book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. A lot of people in the personal development world talk about this book, and I've had it for quite some time. I've had it on my Kindle and also as a physical paperback copy as well. And I've never read it cover to cover up until now. I've just dipped in and out of it. And I think the true reason behind that is because I wasn't ready to receive the message and to receive the lessons that are contained within the pages of this book. And I think it's the same with anything in life. When something doesn't gel, or when something doesn't feel good, or when something doesn't flow, it's because it's not meant to at that particular time in your life. Maybe you're not ready to receive the messages, or maybe it's just not good timing. And when I reflect back, I realize that I just wasn't ready to receive the messages, but now I am. And I'm so committed to this book that I'm dedicating a chapter to it every single day. And with this chapter, I make notes and I really absorb the lessons, because it's like a course book. It's not really a novel that you can devour in one day. It's not designed to be a book like that. It's designed to be something that you really absorb what's being said, and then you adapt what's being said to your reality so that you can start to desire or achieve what it is that you desire. So the quote that I wanted to reflect back on today was this: there are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Oh my goodness, this is so powerful. I'm going to read it again. There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. How true is this? We absolutely can be, do, and have whatever it is we desire. Absolutely. And the only thing that holds us back is us. And it's so true, because you think about people who have achieved amazing things in their life. You think about the incredible scientific discoveries over the years. You think about the fact that a man's walked on the moon. You think about the fact that electricity was discovered. You think about the fact that the radio was invented. You think about all of these incredible discoveries, and they all started in the thought of somebody's mind. So anything is truly possible. But if we tell ourselves it isn't, then we hold ourselves back. And it's this that I wanted to talk about today, because when I reflect personally on my own experiences, I've done things that maybe on paper sounded impossible or very difficult, but I chose to tell myself a different story, because there are no limitations in life unless you tell yourself that there are. Now, I used to be a police officer. I used to police the streets of London, and it got to the point where actually I started to really desire something different for my life. And it was at that point that I started to have this urge within me to want to start my own business. I don't come from a business background. There's nobody in my family that runs their own business. So really it was like an inspired thought from the universe, because trust me, there's nobody in my life that I could have gotten that from at that point in my life anyway. And I started to think about what I could do. I'd done a little bit of wedding planning. I started this wedding planning business. But like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, when something doesn't gel, it doesn't flow, it's because that's not the avenue you're meant to go on. I realized that I'd touched on something. I like to plan events. I like to do things. But I realized that weddings, just solely weddings, was not my zone of genius. That was not where I was meant to focus my attention. And in the end, I started a vintage hen party business, which was fantastic. It was phenomenal. And it really got me thinking about leaving the police. And then I went into a vintage tea party business, which was incredible. And that was the tipping point for me. And it was at that point that I quit the police and became a full-time entrepreneur. And I learned so many lessons running that business. It wasn't always easy. I'm not going to pretend that it was. But even in those times when I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What am I doing? I was learning so much about myself as a person. And I realized that anything is truly possible. And then late last year, when I realized that actually I no longer felt in alignment with my business anymore, and I decided that I wanted to start my life over again and be really authentically true to the woman that I now am and was at that point. And so I handed my business over to my business partner and I restarted my life over in a brand new country. And I realised then that there was no limitations. Like, the process of settling into this country has been easy and effortless. And even though other people were telling me that they had very difficult experiences, I chose to tell myself a different story, because you don't have to buy into the experiences of other people. And that's the key thing. If you don't think there are going to be limits to your life and to what you can achieve, then you will go on to achieve amazing things. But if you start to put the barriers up and you start to think, oh my God, but what if this happens and what if that happens, then that is when you're going to hold yourself back. So that's the key message for this episode, really. Go for what it is you desire, but keep your mind focused on that desire. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the people that are going to tell you how hard something that you want is or how you can't achieve it. Focus on what it is you desire and absolutely go for it with all your heart and soul. And I promise you that if your focus and intention is right, what you want will manifest. And we'll discuss all different tools and techniques in the future episodes as to how you can make your dreams come true. But for now, just remember this. There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Wise words from Napoleon Hill. Until next time.